Good day, Dr. Chatterjee. I'm an obstetrician, Oscar patient, Oscar Riser. They were birthed with 5/4/1952, and the procedure was first colon polyp, colon cancer screening, GERD, left low quadrant pain. Question was clearing, mesenteritis. Physician will give my skin, see all of the patient, blood pressure, and look at it, and look at it, she hit a biopsy, and colonoscopy, and she will pass the colonoscopy procedure. After 5 years, assign the patient, play the patient. It's going to be okay to pass the first, obviously, James will pass the first one. Second, exam question of duodenum, appeared duodenitis, biopsy, or seal experience, and infections for enteropathic, neuropathic, endomyelitis, gastritis, biopsy, and not that ever since I erosive gastritis, bats with each target, and only plastic with the primary change in other tissue, then size of body stomach. In the mid body stomach, I saw linear ulceration with thickened fold. Now I'm bleeding, but it appears very eroded. So, multi bats were taken from the linear, long linear ulceration in the mid body stomach, and thickened fold with new plastic with same primary changes. Rest of the upper and the fundus and cardiovascular look not efficient, straight bulgation. Normal Z line of social pressure, minimal complication, pressure turn on KYGL, redirect rectal, 6 compared to 20 minutes, and colon, this man pressure on colon, have a fresh base, so second dot picture. Patient have fair mouth irrigation was done. Small to modest polyp could not be a patient, pan dive, close document, all the way to the right colon. Turning out, I saw the rectum. Appeared to be mild to moderate radiation-induced proctitis, now bleeding. Rectal pressure, then which is grade 3, grade 4, internal hemorrhage, bleeding, frustration, coming outside internal hemorrhage, no grade 3, grade 4, I was saying, frustration with complication, finding more, gross esophagus, number 2, mid-body stomach, linear ulcer with a thickened fold, deep bleeding ulcer with a thickened fold, multiple vascular vitiligo, slag diagnosis, lower neoplasm, inflammatory cells, number 2, and the antrum was erosive duodenitis, erosive gastritis, biopsy were taken with helicobacter pylori. Number 3 was the moderate duodenitis, biopsy were taken, number 4 colonoscopy up to the cecum. And fair prep small to mild cephalic and number 8 was patient pandiagnosis. And next one was radiation induced proctitis, non bleeding. And the last one was grade 3 internal hemorrhage bleeding. Recommendation, avoid for the stomach ulcer biopsy. If the biopsy comes out to be atypical and neoplastic cells, then recommendation of endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. For that patient, the Central Orlando Health Regional Medical Center. If the biopsy comes out to be non-malignant or non-atypical cells, then I'm going to bring the patient back in about 3 months, 2 to 3 months follow-up, about 8 weeks of follow-up of these ulcers. If the patient, the biopsy is the interim and biopsy stomach comes out positive for Helicobacter pylori, then we treat it properly accordingly. Start the patient on Protonix 40 mg twice daily and Carafate 1 gram TID. And away from the small biopsy and recommend to have a repeat colonoscopy with colon cancer screening in 3 years because nature of prep. Advise patient hyperbaric motor, still soft the middle specific fiber supplement. If the patient gets rectal bleeding, then we recommend to have flexible sigmoidoscopy, possible ablation of those angiodysplasia in the rectum. The patient, it appeared to be hemorrhoid bleeding, then recommend patient have a hemorrhoidectomy and internal hemorrhoidectomies. Otherwise, recommend patient have anisole hydrocolloid suppositories, anisole hydrocolloid stream, preparation, H with lidocaine, patient have a painful hemorrhage. Advice to take hypobaritis water. The stool softener and the surgical fiber supplement, preparation is on a slow prep. If the patient has the down pain continued, then recommend a CT scan abdomen without contrast to follow up the sclerosing mesenteritis. Follow up when 2 weeks of nutrition, please send a copy to the patient's primary care provider, Dr. Ken Alonso, and copy of the bottom study. The procedure was March 20, 2023. Patient's all patient with no complication. Thanks.